I want to bring you up to date. This Legionnaires outbreak, it's the worst outbreak in about 20 years in Melbourne. Remember the one at the aquarium back at the early 2000s? What we know at the moment is with this Legionnaires outbreak, there are 77 confirmed cases. Two people have died. There is a man in his 60s and a woman in her 90s. We know it is found in bodies of water. It's found in things like cooling towers. It is not spread by person-to-person transmission. But the Department of Health believe at the moment the likely source is in Laverton North, Derrimut, that part of the world. Liz Hartland joins us, Director of the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. Good morning.
Good morning, Raf.
Firstly, 77 cases. We're a week into this. How would you describe this outbreak so far?
Well, in many ways, it looks like a typical Legionnaires outbreak in that there's a single source, there's an explosion of cases, and then as outbreak investigations continue and towers are disinfected, then these cases taper off. And Legionnaires disease is associated with a sort of 5 to 15% mortality rate. And so sadly, we're also seeing that in this case.
It's a big outbreak, though, isn't it? Like, that's a lot. Is that a lot, 77?
Yes, it is, yeah. And as you said, you know, this is our biggest outbreak in about 20 years. So this is significant for Australia, and it would be internationally significant as well.
We've been told they've sort of tested about half of the 100 cooling towers in the area. Interesting. Like, it's 100 cooling towers in Laverton, North and Derrimut. Testing half, is that sort of what you'd expect? Would you expect a lot more or a lot less?
It does. I mean, it's quite labour intensive to test these cooling towers. So I'd say that looks like a typical sort of schedule to me. It also takes a while to get the results back because the bacteria themselves are hard to grow outside their natural environment. So that can take, you know, several days to do in the lab. So I'd say things are progressing as quickly as they can, but unfortunately it does take a bit of time.
Does it have to come from a cooling tower? I mean, time-wise and location-wise, maybe the big fire in Derrimut. Is there any potential for it to be linked to the fire, or would that be very unusual?
It would be very unusual, and industrial fires haven't been linked to Legionnaires outbreaks previously. I guess it's possible there's indirect links. You know, was there interruption to the cooling tower maintenance schedule, or were some cooling systems switched off to avoid smoke and then switched back on? So I assume the Department of Health are also asking these questions, and we'll do a full investigation.
Is that potentially one of the problems, that maybe you turn the tower off because of the fire and the water gets a bit warm and a bit fetid or something like that? Could that be a reason for one cooling tower building up, you know, more of the bacteria than normal?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's speculation at this stage, and I'm sure we'll get answers to these questions in time. Hopefully the exact cooling tower can be identified, although that's not always possible as well, because sometimes, yeah, it can be disinfected and the bacteria gone, and we'll never know the exact source. But yeah, hopefully we can get some answers to these questions.
Nicole's got a question here on the text. Have they tested the water tanks in the fire engines? They sprayed water over the three chemical fires. Is that worth having a look at, do you think? That's just Nicole's question on the text.
Well, Legionella wouldn't normally be associated with water that's derived from, you know, a drinkable water source like the fire service use. So
right. It
seems unlikely.
The water's got to be warmer normally.
Yeah. So the bacteria are able to grow up when the water's held at a higher than ambient temperature. That's what they're sort of ideal conditions for Legionella to start to bloom.
And 77 cases, more than a week on from the first ones, lots of water cooling towers checked. Like, are the case numbers going to double again, or is it likely that sort of, you know, they've found a lot of them?
I think they've found a lot of them. I think that the cases will start tapering off now. The incubation time is sort of 2 to 10 days. So from that big explosion of cases weekend before last, I'd say that we're at the tail end of it now, fortunately.
And someone else is asking a great question. Is a cooling tower just a big air conditioner, or can cooling towers be other things?
Well, the cooling towers we're talking about in this case are associated with really large air conditioning systems. It's where the heat exchange occurs. So the water's there to cool down the air that gets put inside the building, and as a result, the water itself heats up, and that's ideal conditions for Legionella to grow if that water is becomes dirty for some reason and isn't disinfected on a regular basis.
Okay, I hope we really are at the end of it. Thanks so much for your time and your expertise.
Thanks for having me.
Liz Hartland there, Director of the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. On 774, you're listening to me, Raf Epstein. It's 9:15. Have I got the balance right?